man who's definitely not disappointed alongside me is Ian Watson, the head coach of Salford. Ian, well done. That was a good performance today, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I was really pleased with the performance and the boys, really, to be fair, because it was a test of our squad today. We've had a few young guys have to step in and for a few senior players, and they've come out and they've shown what they're all about and what the squad's about, which is about working hard for each other and performing.
Before I talk about the game, and you've mentioned the young lads there, how difficult was putting this side together? But never mind the Justin Carney scenario. You knew he wasn't playing. But there's no Gaz O'Brien, no Junior Sal, yeah. No Lee Mossop.
Yeah, these and they were late withdrawals as well, to be fair. But the one good thing is we speak all the time to our guys within our group and our squad as well. So we'd already prepped some of them that, look, this might be your opportunity, this might be your chance. So you train well and prepare well this week, ready to take your opportunity.
But they haven't played. Yeah. Is there any concern about them being not up to match speed, if they want?
Yeah, there's always a concern. Some of them have been playing at Halifax for us, which has been great to get them some match fitness. Some of them, like you say, I haven't had loads of game time. Young Niall's not had loads of game time, but he's coming today, and at times you can see him blow in there, but he's pushed through it. But we put a big emphasis on pushing each other and going to our limits, really, as a group and as a team, and Niall's shown that for us today.
Well, Niall, when we were watching Gaz Carvel and I were sitting there watching him, thinking he looked like he'd played.
Yeah.
Like, he is a fullback, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He is a fullback.
Yep, he is.
You know, he's played on the wing and in the centre. It looked like Gaz actually said to us, you've got a selection program.
Yeah.
In the nicest possible.
Yeah, which is good. And that's what we want. We want competition for places. And we always knew we would get that with Niall. The one thing with Niall is we've got a player, he's not out of the squad through lack of talent, put it that way. He's out there because we've had a player playing in his position who's playing out of his skin and really is keeping Niall out of the team, and that's what we wanted, that competition.
How serious were you? It was reported the other day that you would send Niall on loan somewhere. Is that genuine?
Oh, yeah, we spoke about it. Niall wants to play. He wants to be a first choice fullback somewhere, and he's made it clear to us that's what he wants to be, and you can only back your decision as a player. We'd love Niall to be a part of Salford and to keep competing here and stay year, but unfortunately the players want to play and they want to be a first choice somewhere, and Niall's no different than that.
Right, let's talk about this game a little bit today. I actually thought we'd just made a game of that.
Yeah.
You forget they were the bottom of the table. They had the win in the first half and you were on the back foot in that first quarter.
Yeah, I think the first half we actually controlled the game reasonably well, to be fair, against the breeze that we had, because like I say, Widnes were on the front foot a hell of a lot of it. Second half they came out as well and we looked a little bit loose in our defence, to be fair. But I think once we got control of that as well, and kind of our freshness and our fitness levels kind of helped us a little bit get through at the back end and show some classy stuff.
You were asked to defend a lot, weren't you?
Yes, we were, yeah.
Well, possession statistics there will show Widnes had a lot of them.
Yeah, no, Widnes did, and the completions I think were 100% in the first half as well, and to beat a team who are completing at 100% it's a tough ask as well, but it just goes to show credit to our squad and our mentality to our defence.
Two tries in the first half, BMM as I go on, Big Man Mountain, Big Man Mountain, Ben Murdoch Masilla. Boy, he takes some.
Yeah.
They couldn't handle him, could they?
No, one on one, he's a difficult guy to handle for the best of them as well. Let alone halfbacks. So
centres.
Yeah, yes. And centres. You're asking a lot to handle him one on one. So teams have to kind of focus on him and put numbers in front of him over there as well. So we know he's a big threat for us, but so do other teams. But they've got to handle him.
At 12-0 at half time. Given the way the game had gone, did you expect yourself to move forward with the wind at your back?
Yeah, we thought we'd kind of get a bit more of a grasp of it and kick on and start dominating the field position a little bit, but that didn't happen for one reason or another, and to be fair, we got a little bit sloppy in our defence, really, and that didn't help us dominate the field position.
A couple of errors gave Widnes field position.
Yeah.
They were good enough to take them. At 18-10, we thought it was a contest here.
Yeah, we put it back into a bit of a game as well, so when we got the opportunity to take the two, we just thought, well, we'd settle the game down because it had been a bit erratic at that time and a bit fast. So we just thought, we'll just settle it down, take the two, and then reboot ourselves from there. And then when, obviously, we pulled the boys in, we just said about rebooting them. And that's one thing. We only need to really send that message out once to Dobbo, and Dobbo generally controls it from within there.
Just mentioned Ben Murdoch scoring two. That's his second try, was the one that really took it away from Widnes, but you've got to mention Jake Bibby scoring a try.
Yeah,
he had a great game, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's a great kid, and to be fair, he's, like I say, he's only been pushed out of the team by Justin Carney, really, on his performances, and because Jake was playing real well for us. He came in against Warrington here and had an outstanding game, but it's great for him to get his first ever try.
And you look at that and you think do you have any doubts about playing kids like that? Because Jakey says he's hardly played.
No.
He's playing first team football is such a challenge.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't at all. I'm really confident. Josh Wood, Jake Bibby, Ryan Lannan, Dizzy. I'm confident in them all.
Daniel Murray.
Yeah, Daniel Murray, sorry. Yeah, you never know. Unless you give a kid a chance, you never know what he's going to turn out. So I'd rather give them opportunities and see which way it goes from there. And then we can work with them and make them either a better player or kick on from what they are doing. But no, I don't lack confidence in throwing any of the young lads in.
7 wins in the last 8 games, I think, including the cup tie. You couldn't really ask for more than this, could you? With bodies out as well.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing for us. We said today this will be a test of our squad and our ability.
You're not a 17 or 18 man team, which some people have suggested you might be.
Yeah, well, today goes to kind of show that we're not. We've got more in our armoury. When we played Warrington here, we had, like I say, young Jake Bibby and people like them in as well. We've had Josh Woods played a hell of a lot of games for us this year. Ryan Landon stepped in a few times as well. And that bodes well for us as a club going forward.
And finally, we always throw it forward. You're third in the table now as well.
Okay, good.
Only behind Castleford and Hull.
Yep.
And you have a quick turnaround to go to Wigan. You read the papers, you hear... Wigan have got no backline, have they?
Apparently
not. Decimated.
I don't know, they had Burgess and all them still playing at weekend. Wigan are a tough team.
You're not approaching Wigan in a first team mode or their first team mode. You're going to be playing youngsters here, aren't you? Possibly. Sean's going to have his hand forced.
We'll be playing them as if we're playing their best team. We won't be underestimating them.
You're not in.
Yeah, you can say that, but we'll see what team they put out on Friday first.
And then the structure they play.
Yeah, and the way they play as a group and as a team and their mentality, generally when they've had a bit of a spanking, they've turned up the next week.
Last night, didn't they?
So you know dead set that they'll be turning up.